The Lyric Concert with Paul Herriot.
Hello, and welcome to How the World Begins Again, a feature series about how women artists navigate a life through music in Ireland today. I'm Elizabeth Hilliard, a professional singer and musician, and in this series I'm meeting composers and sound artists, hearing about their lives, and I'll share some of their work with you. In this episode, A Space Within, I'm with three artists, Rona Clark, Una Lee and Jennifer Walsh, and talking about their inner world as composers, how they found the imposed solitary life we all experienced during the pandemic, how it affected their creativity. I was curious to find out if some of them had actually relished the isolation.
Now, in the last 2 years, is the first time in my life really that I've had complete freedom to concentrate on composition. I have to say it's a great luxury and I love it, absolutely love it.
That's Rona Clark, an Irish composer who had retired from her academic job in St Patrick's Dublin City University not long before the beginning of the pandemic in March 2020.
I mean, nobody can say that the pandemic was a good thing or a positive thing in their lives. It would be a very strange thing to say. But I would say that I probably was luckier than a lot of people. First of all, I live in a nice place where I can go for walks. That was a big bonus. I could pursue my work. There were even some performances, albeit online, but, you know, there were even some performances during the time of the pandemic. There was time. This elusive thing, time. It's such a thing I think all musicians are so aware of. Time in great detail. It's the most important thing we have. It's the only thing we have. It's our life, this time. And to have, for the first time I'd say ever, have enough time was wonderful. Absolutely a really good, positive thing. I believe so much that I have been very fortunate to have been born when I was born. I believe that these years were the best time in Western civilization. I mean, look what's happening now, you know, with climate change, and our lives have to change from now. They just, you know, human beings cannot continue to pillage the earth and destroy it in the way that has happened during our generations. And so, you know, yeah, from that point of view, gosh, you know, so fortunate to have been born at that time.
Thank you.
artist Una Lee actually recorded her latest album, Songs to Stay Awake To, during the pandemic. In 2020, she received an ORIM Award from the PRS Foundation and the new BBC Radiophonic Workshop to work on it. And I wanted to hear how she had found this.
Hi, I'm Una Lee. I'm an artist working with voice, sound, performance and stories. And I'm usually based in Belfast. I'm sometimes based in England. I'm sometimes based in Korea. And that's where I am. Because, yes, I haven't been able to visit my mom, who is on her own, for about 2 years now, which isn't that long a time if you think about, like, in history, how long people could not see their families and stuff.
People used to be prepared.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it was a year full of, like, a really heavy year last year, I think. To me, anyway, more for this kind of reason, kind of emotional and also a lot of realizations about what kind of world we've been living in and what kind of privileges we had. And yeah, so that was quite heavy, I think, to me.
How was it managing, like, negotiating space with anyone you were living with? Or
I was going to start a visiting scholarship at SAG from that April, actually, 2020, so that I can have the access to the facilities. But I do work from home usually. Otherwise, when I work on text, I don't know anything else visual, I work best from my home. But with sound, it's different. You can't just work from your own home, especially if you work with electronics and electronic sound devices and so on. And that February 2020, so a month before it was declared the pandemic, I had announced I'm going to publish an album within a year from that time. And that involved a public call for poems in support with a public literary company based in Belfast called Quotidian Word on the Street. So I had a kind of a obligation to them, to the public, and to myself, of course, because it was something I wanted to do for a couple of years. And so I had to make that in a one-bedroom flat that I was sharing with my partner, who was also teaching university lectures over Zoom. That was interesting. Yeah, now I feel like I can kind of do anything, really, after having completed that.
Not distance. Not distance from. Separated. Separating.
I did manage to bring out the album in April, and yeah, got it, yes. I'm proud of having managed to complete it rather than actually the album itself, and the work, the project will always remain a kind of a representation of that time.
It is an emptiness. The moon is all, the moon is all. And sleep and dream with, or a wisp of memory to wake. A nothing from cold sun. What now? Sleep? Not grieve. Soul whispers reed. Soul troubles the wing. Soul gathers in the dewy morning and the heart it ties to. Quiet. Moon is gray. A ship. The bay. Silver stream of thistle, of reed, tumble of mountain. To dream with you, to to dream with you. Again she sleeps. Quiet. Peace.
Irish composer Jennifer Walsh is based between London and Roscommon, and she's in demand worldwide as a composer and performer. I know from singing in many performances of her works that she really values the personal connections with the musicians she works with, and so I wanted to know how she found this lockdown time.
Composers and academics made a lot of jokes when the pandemic kicked off, in that they were saying, you know, well, working from home, being isolated, how much different is this than my everyday life? But the reality of my life as a composer is that there is sort of concentrated periods at home, followed by periods with other people, very intense periods with other people and performances. So that missing that was awful. You know, and I sort of didn't realize how difficult I found that until I started doing it again. Because I do believe you think you know what the piece is about, but you don't really know what the piece is until you hear it for the first time in a room with other people. And that's not the same as live streaming it. It's something different. And you can work with people remotely, but it's very, very different to be in the same room and develop things together. So I really miss that sense of being in the room. One of the best comparisons I can give it is you can't be a stand-up comedian unless you're in a room with people, hearing their reaction, you know, bouncing your timing off, the way they're laughing, what's in the air, what happened that day. And so I really feel like stand-up comedians, I don't know how they've got through the last year, because they can't hone their craft. They can't, you know, run their routines on people. And I think for musicians, we've done a lot with live streaming. I threw myself into radio and recording. That was sort of a way of dealing with it all. But there's nothing can replace what it's like to be in the room. I think, you know, when we look in the papers and we talk about artists or musicians lobbying the government to be allowed open venues, we sort of think of musicians or artists as sort of one unified mass of people. But in fact, they're individuals, and individuals have different health challenges. And so as we go back to opening up, to traveling, to touring even, what I'm very aware is that there's musicians who, as much as they want to get back out on the road or back out in the room in front of people, they're very nervous of doing that because they might have underlying health conditions, or they might live with a family member who has severe health conditions, which means that they have to sort of make some pretty difficult choices, you know, about whether to perform or not. And I think it's really important that we remember that. Because I do think that over the next few years, there may well be musicians who maybe get a little bit left behind because they were a little bit nervous about touring again or traveling, or their family were, or they were caring for a family member that they had to be really, really careful around. So I think it's still important to remember that as much as we're a group, we're also individuals with individual challenges.
That was Jennifer Walsh's Becher, performed by Isabel O'Connell on her disc Reservoir, released on Diatribe Records. Before that, we heard Una Lee's Nocturne for Voices 1 and 2, setting a poem by Chris Murray as part of Lee's album Songs to Stay Awake To. We also listened to the first movement of Rona Clark's Piano Trio No. 3, performed by the Fidelio Trio in their album A Different Game, on the Divine Art Records label. Thanks for listening to episode 2 of How the World Begins Again. In our next one, A Shared Path, I'll be with artists Susan Gainey, Tiffany Q, and Claire Fitch, hearing their music and how they create it.
Lyric Concert with Paul Herriot.